This is a wonderful song by Pleasure. It's called Tune In. They're encouraging their loved one to tune into their heart, their mind, their soul, to, in essence, become one with them. We're going to be continuing the second part of this discussion tomorrow, Saturday, 1 o'clock in the p.m. So be sure to tune in at 1 o'clock on 1550 a.m. The Voice. If you can't do that, have no fear. You can simply go to speakingwith.com, click on the link labeled Listen Online at your convenience, and you can hear the continuation right there. In fact, you can get this one there as well. And I do want to encourage you, husbands, with your wives, if you two would, set aside a date, a day and a time, to sit down and listen to this discussion together. That's right. Come together right now as you look into these benefits of a healthy, beautiful, joyous, wonderful sex life with your spouse. Listen to this. We talked about healthy sex life and things really working for you at work. What about this? It may play a fundamental role in preserving a happy marriage, according to research published in Psychological Science. Partners are suggested to experience what they call a sexual afterglow that can last for up to 48 hours following sexual intercourse. And the afterglow is associated with higher levels of long-term relationship satisfaction. It's almost like, well, won't say that satisfaction is guaranteed, but the chances of it are sure increased. Sex is also considered a significant form of exercise. Here we go again. Readily accessible and free. Sex burns around 85 calories per minute. It burns around 85 calories, but making that roughly, on average, depending on, you know, how long the two stay together during the act, roughly 3.6 calories per minute. So, you know, you determine how long you're going to be with each other, how long you'll be engaging, but you can burn around 85 calories per sexual event, according to a study published in Plus One. These few examples are a drop in the ocean of the numerous health benefits of sexual activity that are presented in studies from around the globe. Let me share some more with you. And I know some of you are wondering, okay, you talked about sexual activity with your husband. What about just you? They do have information with regards to self-pleasure. My recommendation is your spouse. That's the recommendation. Now, you're going to have to look at your own situation and determine where you go from there. But, well, just listen to the studies. Immunity is improved. Sexual intercourse has a connection with immunity. Participating in sex 1 to 2 times per week appears to be the optimum frequency to boost the immune system. Scientists can test how tough our immune systems are by measuring levels of an antibody called immunoglobulin A, also known as IgA. Immunoglobulin A, IgA. They can measure that in our saliva and our mucosal linings. Study authors, Carl Chinesky, and he's from Wilkes University in Pennsylvania, and his colleague, Frank Brennan, found that people who had sex once or twice per week had a 30% increase in this immunoglobulin, this IgA. However, the same results were not seen in individuals who had sex more or less frequently. And that's why they said 1 to 2 times per week seems to be what's optimum for boosting the immune system. Now, let me share with you what they're not saying. They're not saying that if you have sex less than or more than once or twice a week, that you won't get the immune system benefit. They're saying you don't need to go more than twice in order to get the benefit, because having sex with each other, while it's not going to be harmful to you to have it 3, 4, 5, 6 times a week, it won't improve the immune system anymore because you've gone above twice a week. Nope. 2 times per week seems to be about the max to get benefit for the immune system. Clifford Lowell, who's an immunologist at the University of California, San Francisco, says that people who are sexually active are exposed to more infectious agents than individuals who are not sexually active. The immune system responds to these infectious agents by producing more IgA, which may protect against colds and flu. All right. You're sharing each other's germs. You're sharing each other's bacteria. You're sharing each other's stuff. And your body's immune systems are fighting against it as a result. And as a result of that, the immune systems are getting stronger. There's more. Sexual intercourse can be good for the heart. Physical activities that exercise the heart are good for your health, and that includes sex. Being sexually aroused increases heart rate, with the number of beats per minute peaking at what point? At what point during the sex act does the heart rate peak? The number of beats per minute. You got it. During orgasm. That's right. And men who have regular sex are 45% less likely to develop heart disease. Now notice now the caveat, regular. Men who have regular sex are 45% less likely to develop heart disease. Men in particular have been shown to benefit from this effect of sex. A study published in the American Journal of Cardiology involving men in their 50s suggested that men who have sex at least twice per week have a 45% reduced risk of heart disease compared with men who have sex less frequently. The American Heart Association say that heart disease should not affect your sex life. If you already have heart disease, it should not affect your sex life. Heart attacks or chest pain caused by heart disease rarely happen during sex. And for the most part, it is safe to have sex if your heart disease has stabilized. Good for the heart. Check this out. The heart's response to sex is comparable with mild to moderate effort encountered in daily activities, according to research published in the European Heart Journal. So, if you can take part in activities that have a similar impact on the heart, such as walking up 2 flights of stairs without chest pain, then you can usually assume that it is safe to have sex. I got to ask you this, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to ask you this. When you have had sexual intercourse, and particularly when it was time for you to climax, to reach your orgasm, did you notice on a conscious level, even if it was after the fact, that your heart rate did indeed go up? the heart rate going up because of the activity of the body and the soul. How many of you have noticed a difference when you come to the sex act with your partner, bringing all that you are compared to when you just bring some of what you are? In other words, if you compare those times when you just wanted to go through the physical motions, but you really weren't interested in connecting emotionally, mentally, spiritually with your spouse. You just wanted to go through the physical motion. And then at other times, you wanted to bring all that you are, all that makes you, you, to the sex act. Was there any difference in sense of fulfillment? All right, back in just a few.